Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. And be joyous. It's funny, yesterday I was going to bounce out of here with work. I was just, man, I had to get up early, I had to run. And God's like, nope, do the teaching. And I did it. And it's funny because that's the one I got a couple people that responded to. And when you work and walk with God, and when you just rely on Him, and again, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall absolutely direct thy path. When you acknowledge God, when you go to God and you stay focused on God, you're going to do things that God tells you to do, that's a blessing to those people that are receiving. It's just a blessing to everyone around it, and it's ultimately going to bless you. And sometimes, though, sometimes your time is not His time. And there's a season for every purpose. There's a season under the sun. And just because you're doing what God tells you to do now, it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be quick receiving. Sometimes it takes time. And for me, it was 15 years. Like, I've talked about this a lot. But once that season changes, man, it's a blessing, and you can see why God did the things He did. Why he? It's not like He did them, but that He was almost chastising or working with me and my family in order that we can have what we have. If He's working with you, if you're going through it, I'll tell you right now, it's worth every second. Just continue to go to God. Now, if you go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted or taking root and built up in Him, established by the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Faith is having a firm conviction, and it comes from God. It comes from believing. It's having a firm conviction specifically in what you hear. And when it says you have received Him, so walk ye in Him, it's talking about the Old Testament and the way He, like, everything changed the minute He died. Like, when He spoke, He said, look, these are the laws, and this is what they say to do, but this is how it is now. And when the New Testament, Romans through Thessalonians, that has to do with the new revelation and all these new things that happened when Christ died after the day of Pentecost. Be rooted and built up in Him. Rooted and built up in the things that Christ said. That you're righteous. You'll see. Verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or elementary rules of the cosmos, and not after Christ. Beware of what you're being taught. You have to be able to discern what's the truth and what's not the truth. You got to bring everything back to the Word. What does God say about this type of situation? Is it the truth? Or does God have different plans? And man, 9 times out of 10, there's different plans. I mean, the one thing, like, be anxious for not one thing. Do you walk around in your life anxious? That is not out from the origins of God. Love, perfect love, it casteth out fear, and God is love. Once you have that stuff, once you renew and renovate your mind towards that stuff, fear is gone, man. Because you can constantly go back. It's not that fear doesn't come. It's that you can renew your mind and say, oh, no, I'm not to be anxious. I'm not to be cautious. I gotta get back to what God says. God says He's here for me. Verse 9, for in Him, in Christ Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's the divine body. In Him, and it's in a fixed position. He is the head of the body of believers, this church. The church you and I belong to, the family you and I belong to, He's the head of that. Verse 10, and ye are complete, and this is fully furnished in Him, who is the head of the all principality and power. He's the head of all this stuff, man. And you're complete in Him. If you feel lacking, you got to put that verse in. You got to renovate and change your mind. You don't allow your mind to control you. You control your mind. It's between you and God. It's the word. It's all this stuff. That's why you got to steep in it. It's kind of like a tea bag. Put that tea bag in. Just keep on steeping. You gotta really penetrate your thoughts with this stuff. I want to finish up with this. In chapter 3, verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, endeavor to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your heart, the things you think about, on things above, not on things remaining within the earth. You got to think on stuff that is above. You got to think above. You got to think on where Christ sitteth on the right hand. There is the five senses and there is spiritual. You are privy to both. You got to choose. And you got to renovate. That's the big thing is changing your mind. Bringing it back to the word constantly. Because you are fully furnished. You are complete. Because of the acts of Christ Jesus. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I thank you for a great day today and a blessed day. I ask that you just get my mind right and especially give me the energy to get everything done and to remember the things that I want to get done and not be overwhelmed with work and what's going on outside. I thank you so much for my family and for what you've done for us, for the new business and how much of a joy that's been. and just for everybody that we work with, that you bless them. And I thank you for a great day today. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.